We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Very sexy song to bring on Omar Kelly.
This is a weird song.
I wouldn't bring on Omar with Sade. I'd bring him on with the Omar Shark song if you really want to bring it strong.
Yeah, they fine, though.
Omar, okay. Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo, Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo, Omar Kelly, doo-doo-doo-doo, Omar Kelly, from the Sun Sentinel, doo-doo-doo-doo, from the Sun Sentinel, doo-doo-doo-doo, from Sun Sentinel, doo-doo-doo-doo, Sun Sentinel, covers the fins, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, covers the fins, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, covers the fins, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, covers the fins, just got married, doo-doo-doo-doo, just got married, doo-doo-doo-doo, just got married, doo-doo-doo-doo. Sorry.
Oh, Omar loves it.
That song should always end with sorry. Sorry. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Omar Kelly covers Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Hello, O.
That was the first time my wife, who's sitting in the car with me, actually heard the song.
And?
She's laughing. She finds it hilarious.
Yeah. She got a shout out.
Tapping her feet. Yeah, she's
just
in the song.
Married.
Yeah. Look at
yeah.
that.
Yeah. I said, wait for your part. She's like, what?
Look at that. That's when you know you've arrived, Omar. I saw you signing autographs on social media yesterday, but
long before
you were signing autographs, you had a song written about you on Miami radio. How about that?
Listen, I was not signing autographs. I do not do autographs. I take pictures. I only take pictures, no autographs.
Hey, oh, you got a rookie card I can get, bro? I need a rookie card. Hey. I need an Omar Kelly rookie card.
Hey, I do know that I'm in Madden, so I've been in Madden for a couple of years. I didn't even know that. Yeah, they have the media members apparently in Madden. I don't know. That's what I'm told.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. They talk with the media members. Yeah, I'm going to check you out there.
Omar's
my nephew's
big time.
That.
Omar's
yeah.
big time. You know, I had.
I don't see no Madden royalties, though.
I had bookmarked something you wrote that I was going to read on Monday during this show where you had written about the offensive line woes. I had it bookmarked on my show sheet ready to go. And then before I ever got to reading it, the Dolphins fired Pat Flaherty. Yeah. And who's the offensive line coach, for those that don't know. Now, what do you think happened there? Because it is such a rare firing so early into training camp. Was there just the offensive line play? Was there a personality conflict?
No.
Did he not like Pat Flaherty disparaging the offensive line to the media? Like, what was at play there?
I think the bottom line of it, at the genesis of it, was the fact that the offensive line coach who coached the best offensive line in the NFL last season was unemployed and on the Dolphins staff as an analyst, basically doing self-scouting for Brian Flores. He wanted him so bad, he just wanted to make sure that he was around, but he couldn't hand him the position because there was this other guy he hired before he got a chance to hire him. And, you know, it just made Brian Flores uncomfortable, and any time things went wrong on his offensive line, he just second-guessed it and was just like, well, maybe I should give it to Gooch. And I know Gooch because I've worked with him previously. He's been here two times previously, and he does good work. He does good work. He's a technician. His players develop. He has got good vision for his players. And I'm not sure that Brian Flores was comfortable with the vision that Pat Flaherty had for his unit, his line. And, you know, I think at the root of it was Michael Dieter. They needed Michael Dieter to get in there and just like all these Dolphin fans want Ryan, you know, Josh.
Wait,
Rosen
hold on a second. Hold on a second, Omar. The Marlins won. Where's the real baby shark song, Solana? The Marlins just won. Hold on, Omar. Solana's asleep at the wheel there. We do this if the Marlins do something good during our show. And they just won.
What was that, 12 innings?
12.
12 innings, wow.
5-4, Marlins have defeated the Minnesota Twins in 12 innings. A little walk-off celebration with the water bottles at the end there.
Who the hell is playing a game at 1 o'clock on a Thursday?
It's getaway day, Omar. Getaway day. You know, you finish up.
Baseball wonders why they're about to go out of business and become an extinct dinosaur.
You finish up that three-game series on Thursday. You're going to start a new three-game series on Friday. Teams have to travel, so they can't travel. You know, 11 p.m. start the next day, so they do the getaway games in the day during Thursdays.
Oh my God, it's such a dumb idea.
Some little Channing Crowder looking boy hit a home run to win it.
Let's see there. Who is that?
I'm telling you, you know your son. You know what sport your son needs to play.
He's in there right now. I'm trying to get that Trout contract.
It was Ramirez.
That's not my son.
Could be.
That's his mom. Look,
Hanley? I'm sorry. So go ahead. He was talking. No, it was not Hanley.
Oh, you're about to talk about Dieter. I want to hear what you're going to say about Dieter.
Dieter is green, young, inexperienced, not ready, not better than Chris Reed. But what the Dolphins want to do is they want to throw him into the deep end and see if he swims. And that's what's going to help the development and help them understand where he is as a player. And I guess Pat Flaherty wasn't comfortable with that. And right now, Brian Flores said, well, if you're not comfortable with it, I will put a man in here who is.
And, how the situation went down, it could be painted two ways. Flores came out the box making a mistake by hiring Flaherty, or Flores is strong, he saw a problem, he addressed it. Did this situation, mm-hmm. how it went down, how did it affect your opinion of Brian Flores?
I would say what I've seen in the first 2 weeks of the Brian Flores training camp era has made me far more confident in him being able to get the job done. Then have reservations and doubts. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I'm willing to say he's a good coach or will be a good coach or can coach, but so many things that I'm seeing on a regular basis, so many out-the-box thought process, so many solutions to problems or proposed solutions to problems, are making me encourage. You know, even the fact that a lot of these young players that Dolphin fans would sit here and say should be the face of the franchise, well, because they're early draft picks like the Mike Gesickis and the Raekwon McMillan, Brian Flores sees their limitations. He's like, next, let me get that Nick O'Leary over there. He could get the job done. I don't need this tight end that can't block. And he don't give a damn what draft pick he was or the fact that Chris Greer drafted him. Like, this era is about can you get the job done or not. You know, Raekwon McMillan openly said, I need to get better in pass coverage. I struggle in pass coverage. Well, he's not a starter right now, and I don't know if he's ever going to be a starter because he's not good at pass coverage. And Dolphins aren't messing around.
Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. Now, do you have more question marks or less question marks about this team through, you know, 5-6 practices, whatever they've had?
Oh, less.
Less. You're starting to get a feel for what it is?
Yeah, I am starting to get a feel for what it is. I like the defense. I like the concepts. I like the vision. I like the creativity. It's a defense that I have never seen in the NFL right now, which is what I think their base is going to be. I mean, literally, there's one package where there's four safeties on the field. Four. And I can't tell you what each of them is doing on before the snap at all. Remember the speed package? Everybody's all grouped up and bunched up and you don't know who's doing what back in the day for, I forget whoever ran that speed package. I think it's Bowles. Yeah. They got a speed package that includes four safeties. And, like, you have no idea who's doing what before the snap. None. Zero. Zilch. No clue. It's Bobby. It's Minka. It's Rashad. It's TJ. And then you got Xavier on the field, and you might have Eric Rowe on the field. So you know who the two cover corners are doing, but can you tell me what the safeties are doing? I doubt you can.
And, I got to ask you about the quarterbacks, but it's not the same. It's not the question you've been getting asked. I thought about this today. When you're deciding between quarterbacks, you have to figure out what system works best for them. How close is Josh Rosen and Fitzpatrick's skill set? Because if you're not going to – if you don't know who you're going to start – you have to set up your offense for two different guys until you decide who's going to start. Are they going to have to change the offense for the guy's skill set?
nope, they are not changing the offense. They are laying down their offense. If you can't run it, they'll find somebody else who can, which is part of what you're really seeing going on. They are truly injecting the Patriots in every facet of the program. And if you can't run it, next. Like, literally, to everybody. Raekwon McMillan, a second-round pick, next. Mike Gesicki, a second-round pick, next. You know, Josh Rosen, you traded a second-round pick for him, next. Like, I'm like, encouraged by what I actually see. If you can't run what they want you to run, like, you're going to get this little old roll over here. I'm going to give you this little old roll. Show me you can do that roll, and then maybe you can stay. If not, I don't really have a need or a purpose for you. And it's very encouraging to see. It's different. It's unique. But they are indeed going to run a Patriots-type offense system. And they are going to Crowder, you'll understand this. They're going to run Tony Sperano's offense. Like, it's going to be a power, eye formation, punch you in the mouth type of offense. And I actually think that that's going to help them stay in games in the fourth quarter. And you're going to have a fourth quarter games, and it's really going to come down to how good your defense can perform, how good your quarterback can execute, whether you got a running back who can produce big plays. It'll give you a chance to win games. Now, will they have a winning season? No, because they're not deep enough. They're not talented enough to sustain injuries. But they are in the realm of a six-win team. Now, I know that's not what Dolphin fans want to hear, but, you know, the reality is Brian Flores is trying to instill his trying to instill winning and teach about winning and teach about culture. And you can't do that tanking.
Grander than just, you know, they're going to run a New England style offense, say, or a Belichickian offense. Like, you've been around a lot of regimes, Omar, here with the Miami Dolphins. Do you get a totally different feel from the Brian Flores experience?
Every coach comes with a totally different feel. So I wrote a column in that ran in today's Sentinel, which was very unique and very interesting. It's forcing players who are established starters, if not Pro Bowl players, to basically, as it's written on the wall, get over yourself. It is literally written outside the team's meeting wall, get over yourself. Learn that nobody is bigger than the team. This is about team. Don't complain about the role you're given. Just do what you're asked to do and do it efficiently, and we won't have a problem. If you excel at your role, maybe you'll be given more. And that's hard for you to subject NFL players to, because all of them got egos. All of them are their own little 53 little franchises, and they're trying to get to their next contract. Or you think Kenyon Drake wants to be viewed or used as a third down back? He spent, like, the past 4 years trying to prove he's not a third down back. But Brian Flores got here and said, okay, you're a third down back. All right, go on over there, and we'll see you on third down. So it's truly been humbling for a lot of these guys. And, you know, it's interesting. You know the Patriots operate that way, but they can't operate that way because they're successful. Now, will a team that's not going to be successful be able to efficiently and effectively operate that way?
That's a tough question, though. But something else you kind of brought up, but I want to ask you. Drake went to Alabama. They love running the ball. They didn't run him a bunch. Then he gets with Adam Gase.
Yep.
He doesn't run him a bunch. And now you just said it was going to be one of my questions. He gets with Brian Flores. Brian Flores didn't even need to see him play as his head coach to say, you're a third down back. Is Drake's body, does it break down? Can he not take the pounding? Why does coach after coach after coach not make Drake a workhorse?
Get over there. It's a situation where he is not disciplined enough, or his history says that he's not disciplined enough to run what he's told to run. He's a very undisciplined runner. He's always trying to cut it back, and that turns coaches off. It has turned every single coach has had Kenyon Drake, and until he starts actually doing what he's told, or maybe Kalen Ballage, you know, Kalen Ballage is battling an injury right now, so Drake's going to get the opportunity to show that he can do more. And if he excels in that role, then he'll probably tolerate that. But if not, Drake is a very interesting player, because if four coaches see you and see the same thing, then four coaches see you and see the same thing. That's who you are. That's their vision for you. And maybe there is more, but maybe there isn't. And we as Dolphins fans or Dolphins media, we keep seeing him tempt us and saying maybe there's more, but maybe there isn't. And to Drake's point, there should be no shame in being a Dave Meggett or Kevin Falk in the NFL. There shouldn't be any shame in it. And in fact, you're probably going to have a longer career. You're not going to make crazy money, but let's be real. Kenyon Drake wasn't going to make crazy money to begin with.
No. Omar Kelly. Read his work in the Sun Sentinel, sunsentinel.com. Thank you. And if you see him on the streets, ask for an autograph. He loves that. See you, Omar.
All right, guys.
Kelly there from the Sun Sentinel.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.